listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Good morning, 7 o'clock, time for a news update from ABC, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and by Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court lifting an injunction against the Trump administration's efforts to gut the Department of Education.
Trump celebrating the win, saying, quote, "The federal government has been running our education system into the ground, but we're going to turn it all around by giving the power back to the people." But education advocates warn that the coming cuts will leave students without critical support services, from special education to financial aid.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, the court's majority not explaining the decision, but the three liberal justices dissented. NVIDIA has announced it has gotten permission from the Trump administration to begin selling its chips for artificial intelligence to China. The president threatening Russia with what he says will be severe sanctions if a ceasefire with Ukraine isn't reached within 50 days. No details on what the severity of the sanctions will be. Trash pickup has resumed in the city of Philadelphia nearly 2 weeks after 9,000 city workers went on strike. This is ABC News. Flash flooding in the Northeast on Monday. A state of emergency was declared in New Jersey, where more than 7 inches of rain fell in some parts of the state in a very short amount of time. A major move on eliminating artificial dyes in our food.
The top ice cream makers announcing they'll eliminate certain artificial colors from their products by 2028. The dyes are targeted by the FDA to be phased out and changed to dyes made from natural sources. FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCary says children will benefit.
The sickness of American kids is not a willpower problem. It's not their fault. We can do things that'll make the food supply healthier one step at a time.
Some studies suggest the dyes are linked to certain health problems, but there is no conclusive research. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Emmy Award nominations announced this morning. Hacks, The White Lotus, The Bear, Severance, all streamers that could hear their names called when the nominations come out. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Your local Napa Auto Parts stores in Richland Center and Boscobel have all the gear to keep your summer rolling. Get Milwaukee half-inch socket sets for just $69.99 and freshen up with Little Trees 3-packs, 2 for $6. Need cleanup power? Sellers Blue Shop towels and crocodile cloths are only $19.99. Towing this summer? Get the Hopkins View Smart Trailer Camera for just $149.99. And for the finishing touch, grab Griot's Garage Wash and Wax. Stop into Napa and Richland Center or Boscobel and get the good stuff.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green, easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing too.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
The updated forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Today, partly cloudy, hot and muggy with a high of 89. Tonight, some clouds, warm and sticky, will drop down to 69. Wednesday, humid with intermittent showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some could be strong with gusty winds and pockets of heavy rain. Your midweek high, 85. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms diminishing with a low near 59. And Thursday, clouds mixing with sunshine by midday. Cooler and less humid, a high of 73. The extended forecast towards the weekend, Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, 77. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday with a high of 79. Currently, the Wirtz floor and home thermometer are showing 64. We are up 1 from our morning low of 63. At 7:20 this morning, it is Quizzy Poo Day, Trivia Tuesday. And we put out on Facebook about an hour ago, we're asking people who should quiz whom. Should Adam quiz Hank or Hank quiz Adam? Some of our Facebook responses include Celeste saying that Adam should quiz Hank. Lori says Adam quiz Hank. And Tony says, let's admit it, we all like to hear Hank squirm. That might be a little harsh, but I'll tell you what, right now, Adam quizzing Hank is in the lead. You can head over to Facebook and vote. You have about 10 minutes.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. Chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, she knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen. Up for her and saw her smiling at me. Yeah, she had me down in the front by the end of verse two, like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over.
Cole Swindell and Jody Messina. She had me at Heads Carolina from 2022. Well, we just had a new comment on Facebook, and this is probably one of the better ones of the day. Marilyn said, when we check in with Phil, let him quiz both Adam and Hank. Oh, you know what? That would, if we could have arranged that, that would not have been a bad idea.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where every hour is a happy hour of country and community.
We are now less than 10 minutes away from the roundup with Adam and Hank this morning. Comes your way at 7:20. It's Quizzy Poo Day.
Wish I had a car. Top rope down, music can fly. Follow that girl all over town. See, Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. All to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see Norma Jean Ryder's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. Write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes. Bring her to tears, but my heart felt honesty. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
in our musical journey to 7:20, we bring in Diamond Rio with Norma Jean Ryder. 7:14, the Wirtz floor and home thermometer showing 65. The Richland County Highway Department is reporting that County Highway Road MM from Highway 56 to County Road I in Forest Township will be closed today from 8 until 3:30. Culvert replacement work going on, and that is today. Here's Jody Messina.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. But we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
719, current temperature 65 degrees on the worst floor and home thermometer. Time to go to the megaphone. Hank Bray, 60 seconds till the roundup. Hank Bray, 1 minute.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care Team.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
I'll tell you what, yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, you go for that. I'm not like Phil. I'm not a big old bully. I know. I'm not a big old bully going to tell you that you can't sing.
I can sing, but no one wants to hear it.
I mean, if you want to embarrass yourself, go for it. That's what my mom always used to tell me, God rest her soul. You know, she would be like, hey, one of the best lessons I'm going to give you is if you want to make a fool of yourself, you go for it. I'm not going to stop you.
Well, singing, you didn't have to sing to do that.
I know, but that was bad. My singing, you think I make a fool of myself just in general, you should hear me sing. Or maybe you shouldn't. It is not good.
Maybe we should record an album.
No, you would so far outshine me in singing ability that I couldn't even be your producer. That's how bad I am.
Oh, that's not true.
Uh-oh. The Phil phone direct line is ringing.
The phone is ringing.
Hello, Hank and Adam. It is a pleasure again to be on the Roundup Show with you. This is Phil Mee, and I'm working on my thesis this summer, How I Spent My Summer Vacation. On the first day of my summer vacation, I had a hip replaced. So that's been basically how I've been celebrating my summer vacation. I've been working hard. I had physical therapy yesterday, and they were able to fix up my hip a little bit. It's amazing what zip ties will do. They really work well. So we got that back in place. I've been doing some exercises just like they've told me to do, and everything is going really well. I hope to be back with you on the air live soon. I can't wait for that. And also, the only other thing, somebody asked me what's the hardest part about it. Really, getting in and out of the car is really tough. We almost need a skid steer to aid in that endeavor. And then also, I was wondering if one of you fellows might come and help give me a sponge bath.
Oh, you're breaking up there.
Hello?
You're breaking up.
Yeah, hello? Turn him off.
Please. Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That sounds like a job for Super Hank.
Nope.
No.
I'm done.
Hey, question I have for you. We'd have to call HR, which stands for Hank's Room.
Right.
With Phil being the boss, can he order us to give him a sponge bath? Is that legal? Is it
That's
ethical?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe?
So, yeah, maybe Joanne could either weigh in on that, or she could give him the sponge bath.
You know what? That could be a good news story.
I don't know, wow. So, hey, Phil, buddy, we wish you the best.
We
miss you.
I'm done.
Yeah, we're not sponge bathing you.
No, that's
not gonna happen.
That will definitely be, if we did, it'd definitely be an event fee.
Yeah.
A large one.
Civic can't afford it.
No.
Hey, your Monday night, how'd it go?
I didn't do anything.
Nice.
I mean, for a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
No games. No out four wheeling in the in the side by side.
Nope. No. Okay. How'd your Monday night go? What did you do? Anything fun?
You know what? Took care of the animals. Hung out at home
on the resort.
I did. I because I'm not going to have an opportunity to see a lot of her today. Today's my wife's birthday. So
happy birthday!
Yeah. Happy birthday, Carly.
Happy birthday to you.
She's got a pretty good arm and a really nice left hook. So,
happy birthday to you.
Yeah, make it fast and run.
Yes.
Gave her some presents. Didn't have an opportunity to cook a meal yet, but I'm going to try to do that tonight. Oh. But we were just hanging out in the resort with the animals and the wife and the pre-birthday get-together. Oh, just her and I. Awesome. So, it was a good night.
Hey, when you cook, is the smoke alarms the...
No, that's actually her. She's known as Mima in the family. Uh-huh. And our granddaughter, Isla, Okay, so I've kind of trained her to do this. When Carlene's cooking, the smoke alarms go off, and now Isla says, "If it ain't beeping, we ain't eating."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of on myself and Uncle Kane. Her Uncle Kane taught her to say that. But it's so cute, a little 2-year-old. If it ain't beeping, we ain't eating. Me ma cooking.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
No,
it looks like that. Yeah, I have a lot of friends out there.
You do, and a lot of friends wanted to see you squirm
is that friends though?
No, not really. Yeah. But that one was Tony, so we're just gonna let it go at that. And
Tony,
that's
all you have to say.
We appreciate you, Mr. Beep Beep. We really do.
All right.
So people wanted to see or wanted to hear you get quizzed today. So we have 10 questions right here.
Yeah, I don't know any of them.
They're it's Arkansas trivia. And we're just going to jump right in. You ready?
Hold on, I got to sign my...
Oh, yep. Sign your paper.
Hancock.
Yeah. Hanks, no, that's not right.
Herbie Hancock.
Number one, what is Arkansas's state nickname? Is it A, the natural state, B, the redneck state, C, the cornhole state, or D, the Sioux sanctuary?
It could be all of them, Adam.
Number two, what year did Arkansas become a state? 1812, 1836, 1902, or pretty young, 1952?
Yeah, I remember that year.
Yeah, 52 was a good year.
Yeah, it was.
Number three, what famous author wrote parts of Farewell to Arms, and is that Pigott, Arkansas? Mm-hmm. Okay. A, Jean-Luc Picard, B, Hank Worthington, C, Pearl S. Buck, or D, Ernest Hemingway?
I don't know this one.
Number four, what is Hot Springs, Arkansas known for? A, the birthplace of Johnny Bench, B, Elephant Ear Rock, C, its natural hot springs, or D, the invention of the Jeep CJ7.
That Jeep was awesome.
Yeah, that CJ7, that thing would go anywhere. That was like the original UTV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The original side-by-side, yep. True or false, it's illegal to mispronounce the state's name like saying Arkansas, something like that.
Right.
Is that true or false? Number five. All right, number six, what popular food item was invented in Little Rock at the Finkbeiner Meatpacking Company? A, Twinkies, B, Cheese Dogs, C, Pop Rocks, or D, the Pizza Pie Taco?
The pizza pie tacos really.
Those are good. Yes, those are good. Number
so
seven.
So is Twinkies.
And a deep fried Twinkie?
Oh.
Yeah. Wrap a little bacon around that.
Oh.
Yeah, I can feel my arteries clogging as we speak, but it's worth it. Listen. Bloop, bloop. Yeah, that's my artery. Yeah. Deep fried Twinkies. Number seven, true or false, Pea Ridge gets its name from the abundance of wild peas that were found by early settlers. Number eight, true or false, the Civil War Battle of Pea Ridge, and everybody should know Pea Ridge is the home stomping ground of Hank. The Civil War Battle of Pea Ridge is also known as the Battle of Elkhorn Tavern.
You ever been there?
No.
Really neat place.
But we have it on our agenda, working with our niece down in Arkansas. We're going to actually get to Pea Ridge. And when I do, I'm going to stand on the 50-yard line of the Pea Ridge High School and football field. I'm going to hold a football, and I'm going to mimic that picture of you from 1989 holding that football.
Here's the thing, though. That field is no longer in use. But it's still there. It's called the Pea Bowl.
Okay, I'll find the Pea Bowl.
It's down in a bowl.
I'm gonna stand on the 50-yard line of the Pea Bowl.
Right. And they can look down upon you.
And everybody does.
Yes. Yeah.
Number nine, what famous singer was born in Kingsland, Arkansas? Johnny Cash, Bill Anderson, Janis Joplin, or Axl W. Rose, or as his friends call him, W. Axl Rose. Okay, those are your choices. And number 10, true or false, Arkansas has the only purse museum in the United States. All right.
I've never submitted one, a purse.
Really?
Yeah.
You need to.
I know.
All right, are we ready? How do you feel? You feel confident?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
I'm going to say 5 out of 10.
Okay, all right. And you know what? If you have 5 out of 10 or better, that's a fridge hanger. Because you've hit your projection. I don't hold Phil standards to you. By golly, if you have five or better,
I hit one.
We're hanging it.
1 out of 10.
All right. Then we're going to trash that one. Circular file. Okay, number one, what is Arkansas State nickname?
It's the Natural State.
That is correct. Number two,
woohoo!
Woohoo! Number two, what year did Arkansas become a state?
1836.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
That's two in a row. What famous author wrote parts of Farewell to Arms in Pago, Arkansas?
That'd be Ernest Hemingway.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
That's three of three.
Yeah.
What is Hot Springs, Arkansas best known for?
It's a natural spring.
You got it.
Woohoo!
Four in a row. Number five, true or false, it's illegal to mispronounce the name Arkansas.
False.
That's true.
Well.
But there's no fine.
That's correct.
And there's no penalty. But you have a record. You'd have a civil, is it civil?
That's an old law.
It is. It may be off the books now, but it was on the books at one time.
Oh, yeah, it was on the books.
Yeah.
And the reason it was on the books is from Kansas.
It was Kansas and
Jayhawkers.
Yeah, Jayhawkers. How dare they? Number six, what popular food item was invented in Little Rock?
I'm going to go cheese dogs.
Cheese dogs is right. Woohoo! Five of six. True or false, Pea Ridge gets its name from the wild peas.
That's true.
That is true. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Number eight, true or false, the Battle of Pea Ridge is also known as the Battle of Elkhorn Tavern.
That is true.
Woohoo!
We used to ride horses to the Elkhorn Tavern. That's
really?
How close I was to the
nice.
Battle. Yeah.
Wow.
Until we got chased off every day.
Anyway. underage, I assume? You were too young or just
no, we
couldn't
didn't
be
buy.
There?
We didn't buy.
Okay.
We didn't pay. We went in the way. I mean, my brothers didn't.
Right, right. It wasn't Hank.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
What famous singer, number nine, was born in Kingsland, Arkansas?
It's Johnny Cash.
That is right. Woohoo! Number 10, true or false, Arkansas has the only purse museum in the U.S.
That is true.
That is true. Woohoo!
Nine.
That is 9 of 10.
Not bad.
Definite fridge
hanger.
And I
think number 5 is under consideration.
You know what? Here's what we need to do. We're going to give you 9 out of 9. While we review number 5. If it's still on the books.
I think it actually still is on
okay,
the books.
It's
one of those. I think I've had that on.
Yeah, there's no penalty.
No.
You don't even pay a dime.
No.
But you have it on your record that you pronounced Arkansas, Arkansas, or some other archaic way.
Yeah,
so.
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yes, you can't. Oh. We're
criminals.
Yep, we are.
We are. You know what?
Don't go to Arkansas.
We're
now.
Wild guys.
Yeah.
There's a warrant. There's
wanted.
A warrant right now.
Wanted.
Yeah. So, anyway. Hey, 9 out of 10. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Any big plans tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to do a Muscadet. I'm going to go into Muscadet. I got a home talent game tonight.
Nice.
So
nice.
We're on at Muscadet.
So we'll have a score tomorrow. Then you'll pass that along to me.
If I make it,
we have faith in you.
Yeah,
We need you tomorrow morning on the roundup, and then we'll have another check-in with Phil Knee. Things are going well with him. Well, we're going to call him
so.
Phil Hip. We're going to call him Phil Hip for now.
Hippity Hop.
Yeah.
Hippity
yeah.
Phil.
Hippity Phil.
But
all right, buddy.
So anyway, I hope Phil gets better.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to get him a card. It says do better or get better. He's not sick. I just think he can do better.
Hey, I found a skunk in the middle of the road today.
Really?
Yep, put a good well sign on. Get well blown on him.
Hopefully it does.
I hope he gets better.
I don't think he's going to. What's I know, that? I hate to break it to you, but sometimes things are just too far gone, Hank. He might be one of them.
Yeah, kind of like Phil.
Yeah.
Have a good day. Be kind, young man.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way. No matter what you're craving, it's always better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For over 100 years, A&W has been crafting that signature flavor with real cane sugar and a secret blend of ingredients that's downright delicious. Whether it's a hot summer day or just time for a treat, nothing hits the spot like A&W root beer. Stop by and sip the tradition. Made fresh and served right. Your hometown A&W is on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
It's almost time. The Casanova Celebration 2025. The celebration returns Friday, July 18th at Memorial Park, running through Sunday, July 20th. Kick things off on Friday with the fun Take Your Burger to Work Day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tasty support for the community. Then, join us from 5 o'clock on for live music, delicious festival food, and small town spirit by the lakeside. Saturday, July 19th brings a full day of action, a hearty pancake breakfast, an energizing 5K, competitive 3-on-3 basketball, the Splashtastic Raft Races, and a show-stopping car and camper exhibition. As night falls, enjoy live music and fireworks lighting up the sky from 8 p.m. to midnight. A weekend filled with fun, food, and community. The Casanova Celebration, July 18th through the 20th at Memorial Park. We'll see you there.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Congratulations to Hank, going 9 of 10, and we're going to call it 9 of 9 right now. We have our resident law expert, Joanne Krulatz, looking into question number 5 to see if that law is still on the books about mispronouncing the name Arkansas. If it's on the books, we're going to count it as an incorrect answer. If it's not on the books, Hank will have 9 for 9, and he will have a fridge hanger. Hey, don't go anywhere. In 30 seconds, we'll see who's celebrating.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes. So it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Happy birthday wishes going out on this Tuesday, July 15th. Get together to Kirk Neville. Have a great day. Love, Mom. Happy anniversary to Nick and Margot Longer today. That from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Barbara Scott, happy birthday wishes to an amazing, generous, selfless, and brilliant woman. Thank you for all you do for your community and your family. Take time to enjoy your birthday. Love, always, Mom in Carlisle. Happy birthday wishes to Riker Dahlberg from Grandma Becky. Carlene Hess, happy birthday wishes with lots of love from your husband Adam. That would be me. Hope you have a great day. Heather Miller is celebrating. Mary Lou wants to wish you the best. Thomas Michael Honer, happy birthday wishes. Love you to the moon and back from Auntie Lou. Scott Coppernall, Carlene Hess, Heather Miller, Barb Scott, Heidi Shear, all celebrating birthdays. And anniversaries from the Bloom City Town Crier include Gary and Mary Goodconnect, Rod and Helen Perry, and Bill and Christy Troxel. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, Shauna Kitzenbull, Barb Scott, Luann Honer, Carlene Hess, Brent Mosier, all celebrating birthdays and anniversary wishes for Gary and Mary Goodconnect, and Bill and Christy Troxel. From Bob and Heidi, Barb Scott and Heidi Shear make that list today. Happy birthday wishes to Heidi Shear from Bob, Norma of the Red Cross Gang, and Don Gilhouse. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Riley Hendrickson, and an anniversary wish from Mike and Laura Campbell. And then from the Richland Center Lions Club, birthday wishes, Kinsley Oman, Lori Knable celebrating, Kirk Neville, Heidi Shear, and then some anniversaries, Gary and Mary Goodconnect, Rod and Helen Perry, and Bill and Christy Troxel. Of course, if you're celebrating in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of estate jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry. Maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We are now 4 minutes away from a news update courtesy of Joanne Krulatz from the newsroom. Bo Hendricks is in after the 8 o'clock hour. I'll be back again all nice and dark and early tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Half my life on bended knee, begging somebody to change, and the other half praying to God that they never would. And all that got me was twice as lost when it all turned out the same. All that begging finally did somebody good. I used to dream all night, the day that was gone, come the morning light. Forever from now on, gonna do my dreaming with my eyes wide open. I'll do my looking back with my eyes closed. We can do some living, spend our whole life open, 'cause in the end we're left with the one we chose. So I'll do my dreaming with my eyes wide open. Every time the world moved on, I fell a little further behind, from running back or following someone home. Till I learned that one step forward will take you further on than a thousand back or a million. It ain't your own. I used to dream all night of the day that was gone, but come the morning light, forever from now on, gonna do my dreaming with my eyes wide. I'll do my looking back with my eyes closed.
a funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. Good morning. It's 69 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Partly cloudy, hot, and muggy today, a high of 89. Tonight, some clouds, warm and sticky with a low of 69. In Richland Center, after a low of 63, it's 69 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Cool down and stock up this July at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Stay breezy with the Perfect Air high velocity fan and upgrade your yard work with the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0. Plus Ace 32-gallon trash can, just $22.99, $20 off a Craftsman 300 PSI gas pressure washer with Ace Rewards, and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Hot savings, cool deals, only at Walsh's Ace, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A Wisconsin senator predicts struggling food pantries in the wake of the Trump budget bill. Lisa Hale reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says food pantries in Wisconsin, already feeling the squeeze as food insecurity rises, will be even more strapped after the budget bill passed by the Trump administration.
I've been traveling the state and visiting food pantries who are already strapped at their capacity, barely able to meet the hunger needs in their communities. And if people lose their nutrition assistance, their food stamps, are no longer able to purchase nutritious food for their families at grocery stores, they are then going to have to rely on food pantries, food banks, and again, they're at capacities.
Baldwin says over 3 million Americans will lose SNAP benefits under the new budget bill. About 705,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP benefits for food assistance. Of those receiving assistance, 270,000 are children and 108,000 are senior citizens. Baldwin made her comments in a press conference Saturday in Green Bay on the effects the budget bill will have on Wisconsinites.
The Social Security Administration has announced significant progress in its ongoing efforts to improve customer service while handling record transaction volumes. Key milestones include completing over 3.1 million payments to all who were entitled under the Social Security Fairness Act 5 months ahead of schedule, continuing to upgrade SSA's telephone technology nationwide, deploying the platform to 841 field offices, representing 70% of field offices nationwide, reducing the average speed of answer on the 800 number to 13 minutes, a 35% reduction compared to this time last year, and over a 50% reduction compared to last year's annual average. Optimizing technology on the 800 number so that 90% of calls handled are now served via automated self-service options or convenient callbacks, minimizing hold times. Implementing a new service model in field offices that has reduced wait times about 10% for all customers year over year. Decreasing the initial disability claims backlog by 25% from a record high of 1.2 million cases pending last summer to 950,000 cases pending today. Achieving a historic low of approximately 276,000 disability hearings pending, with customers experiencing wait times 60 days shorter than last summer, and upgrading the My Social Security online portal to provide uninterrupted 24/7 access to customers starting mid-July. Wisconsin's race for governor is hitting the airwaves more than a year before voting begins. Republican candidate Bill Berrien announced the purchase of about $400,000 in cable TV, radio, and online ads Monday. That is 13 months before the August 11, 2026 primary. Berrien is the first candidate to purchase ads of any kind in the race. Berrien and Washington County Executive Josh Schumann have announced bids as Republicans. Schumann has yet to spend any money on ads like Berrien is doing. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has not yet said whether he will seek a third term. He has suggested that he will announce his decision within weeks. Little Shop of Horrors has developed something of a cult following based largely on the 1986 movie starring Rick Moranis. The movie was largely a film adaptation of the stage musical, which first opened off Broadway in 1982. Many aspects of the movie were lifted directly from the stage version, and the two are very similar. But there are some differences, and one of them is major. The songs in both shows are the same except for Mean Green Mother from Outer Space, which was written for the movie so that it would be eligible for an Oscar nomination. For a song to be nominated at the Oscars for Best Song, it has to be specifically written for the movie it is in. For instance, the famous love theme from the Godfather song was disqualified from Oscar consideration, as it had been in the film Fortunella prior to being in The Godfather. The other big change from the musical is the movie's ending. The musical doesn't have a happy ending. The Community Players version of the musical must remain true to the original, and thus there will be no happy ending. Little Shop of Horrors was written as a dark comedy, and its ending is a piece of that genre. The Community Players are confident their show will be a success. Performances are scheduled for July 25th, 26th, 27th, and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets will be available at the door, priced at $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package for two adults and any number of children. The show is not recommended for smaller children. Tickets can also be ordered online, eventbrite.com. Search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Richland Center High School Student Council has been hard at work this summer, planning one of the community's favorite traditions, the RCHS Homecoming Parade. Parade entry forms are now available. Local businesses, organizations, or community groups invited to show their Hornet pride in front of hundreds of parade goers. Parade entry forms are available at the Richland Center Community Center, the Richland Center High School and District Offices, the Richland Observer, and WRCO. Entry forms can be turned in at the RCHS or District Office. For more information, go to richland.k12.wi.us/department/homecoming.cfm. The Department of Transportation in Iowa, along with the Wisconsin DOT, are announcing that the Lansing Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa over the Mississippi River will be closed and demolished this fall. According to the Iowa DOT, closing and demolishing the existing 94-year-old bridge will help complete the replacement bridge, which is scheduled to open in 2027. The Iowa DOT wrote in a post on the project's social media page, quote, "After extensive engineering analysis and talks between Iowa and Wisconsin DOTs and the contractor, we've determined that future construction stages on the new bridge could pose a safety risk to the existing bridge. So this fall, crews will close and demolish it so we can safely continue our work and meet the deadline for the 2027 opening of the new bridge," end quote. The Lansing Bridge, which is also known as the Black Hawk Bridge, connects Crawford County, Wisconsin, near DeSoto, to Lansing, Iowa. Federal officials estimated that about 2,200 motorists use the bridge daily. Earlier this year, the bridge was closed due to a sensor detecting a shift in one of the piers on May 17th. It was reopened on June 9th after engineers determined there was no safety risk. While a future closure date has not been announced, The Iowa DOT said that they will plan for alternate river crossings, whether it's with water taxis or by using the detours to the north at La Crosse, Wisconsin, or to the south at Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. The current bridge was constructed in 1931. The new bridge will cost $140 million, with about 80% coming from federal funding and the rest split between Wisconsin and Iowa. Work began in 2023 on the new bridge, which is expected to open in 2027. The Richland County Highway Department reports that County Road Double M from Highway 56 to County Road I in Forest Township will be closed today from 8 to 3:30 for culvert replacement.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Tuesday, July 15th. Vernon J. Jenkins, 88, of Sun City West, Arizona, died July 2nd. Graveside services will be held today at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Vernon J. Jenkins, 88, of Sun City West, Arizona. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center, died last Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from noon until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center. John W. Pop, age 79, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 4:30 until 7. Friends may also call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Sylvan Cemetery Association, Sugar Grove Church of Christ, or a charity of your choice. John W. Pop, age 79. Linda Mary Roan, 76, of Lone Rock, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held at 4:30 Thursday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 4:30. Per Linda's wishes, please bring a flower from your garden to be placed in vases at the visitation. Memorials may be directed to Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, Richland County Sheriff's Department Canine Fund, or Gunderson Hospital. Linda Mary Roan, 76, of Lone Rock. Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery. Locally, friends may call at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service today from 4 until 7. Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center. Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Mary's Catholic Church or the Richland Center Athletic Booster Club. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86, of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 15th. No funeral services will be held. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86 of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest region of the country dealing with severe weather, the Northeast. A state of emergency declared in New Jersey. In New York City, several subway stations flooded as the rain fell. The White House signaling a huge shift on Ukraine. President Trump now says sophisticated U.S. weapons will be distributed to NATO, who will pay for them and send them to Kyiv. ABC contributor Mick Mulroy.
We now understand that it is Russia who not only, of course, started the war, but Russia who will not accept the U.S. proposed ceasefire, and it appears has no intention to stop this war. In fact, they're increasing their attacks not only against Ukrainian military targets, but civilians and civilian infrastructure.
The president also says severe tariffs will be imposed on Russia if there is not a ceasefire within at least 50 days. Dozens of ice cream makers are now promising to get rid of artificial dyes in their products. Some candy companies, including the maker of brightly colored M&Ms, are resisting.